This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Anyway, let me bring her on, Sonia Schmidt, my co-host every Friday. She kind of kicks the potty off.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want me to say? She kicks off the dullness of the evening? That wouldn't be right.
No, I agree.
Yeah, see?
It is sort of a party.
That is in my head. I don't know about you.
No, it is a party.
What else could you do on a Friday night after an earthquake where everybody's at the bars freaking out, drinking? Because somehow by drinking
like
a whole
fun.
Bunch of booze, it's going to stop the ground from
that
shaking.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, God, here we go. All right, yeah, sure. You know where the epicenter was, where you like to go pick up fish.
No, now, see, that's the third different. First, someone told me Thousand Oaks, and then I read that it was northwest.
Which nobody knows what you're talking about, but it's okay. Yeah.
Oh, the earthquake we're talking about. What?
No, I mean the location, you know.
Oh, the location I heard, the epicenter I heard was Thousand Oaks. Then I heard kind of northeast or something of Malibu.
Yeah.
And now you're saying Ventura?
That's what they were saying. They were saying it was out of Ventura.
Where's Thousand Oaks?
In Ventura.
Oh, that one kind of, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I need to give you a history lesson over the weekend. What's the deal? No, not
or at least a geography lesson.
Yeah.
Do I need to give you an English?
Yeah. like weather and traffic? Anyway.
Exactly. I have no short term. Hey, listen, you...
So,
told me I was name dropping. So
yes, you was. I, you know, I couldn't.
I'm giving you my perspective. My perspective. We're talking about a Hollywood story and women, and I happen to have two stories about my
women
personal experience
Hollywood.
With Hollywood and women. So,
all right. Well, there you go.
Pardon moi.
Okay. Let's see. No, we'll do that one afterward. San Francisco. Okay. Now, I want you to think about something here. When you go to San Francisco, you got, they're shooting up drugs in the street. I mean, people, we're not making it up. It's true. They're shooting up drugs in the street. They have these safe shoot-up places you can go into and take your drugs and what have you. And then you can go out of there because you definitely don't want to poop where you're shooting up. So you have to go out the street to poop. You hang it off the side of the curb. You got all this stuff going on. There's needles everywhere on the streets. I'm not making it up. This is true. You can check it out yourself in a whole bunch of stories. San Francisco mayor is pushing, you ready for this one? Addiction screening for welfare recipients. And I'm thinking, okay, some of those people on the streets are receiving some kind of welfare. So the people you've allowed and enabled to take more drugs or to take drugs safely, to live in the street, now you want to go ahead and you want to screen them for drugs? Are you for real? How does this make sense?
Oh, no, I'm not sure that either I'm not understanding this or I'm in favor of it. They're saying in order to keep getting your checks, you gotta pee clean.
Yeah, but, okay, I'm in agreement with that. You should not be addicted, right? But...
Well, it happens, but I'm saying we shouldn't be paying for people to stay on drugs. Now, right. I don't mind paying to get them help, so if they don't come up with a clean catch, so to speak... I think that it's. I think that there should be something in place to offer these people help. But if they're, you know, if they're repeat victims of this, I don't think that they should continue. Listen, when I was on the welfare, when I told you about those
on
times
the welfare,
for me.
I like that.
I know I can drop Hollywood names here and there, but I came from being a welfare mom.
Yeah.
And we used to have to prove that we were out looking for a job. We couldn't just come in and put our hands out like cups. We had to prove that we, you know, we had to write out who we talked to, what the job was for, and
wow.
We actually had to do something. Yeah, it's not like it is now at all. Now, so I don't
come out the 5th in Maine tonight by 9 o'clock. I show you I'm looking for work.
What? I'm just saying that we're not doing anybody any favors if they're allowed to stay on drugs and get money. To pay for drugs.
No, I think what she's saying, here's the thing that bothers me. You have mm-hmm. people living in the streets, okay?
Yes.
That are collecting welfare, that are getting some kind of welfare support and help.
Some kind, whether it's Social Security right.
Yes. So now you go in, and you have to take a test and keep receiving the check, but yet you're out in the streets where you can't get help anyhow, and the city, the same city that wants you to pass this test is helping you, giving you, and encouraging you to take drugs there on the street.
I see what you're saying. They're giving out the needles. Yeah, that should stop. It's a dumb plan. It's a leftist town.
Yeah.
So nothing that they're going to do makes sense. I would love to see, you know, what would happen if we had a real, you know, let Kristi Noem or Giuliani or somebody else go, you know, somebody that had a plan and was strong enough to implement it. I would love to see how they could clean up San Francisco because, honestly, the first time I discovered it was when I was in high school, and it was the most beautiful, magnificent, magical city I'd ever seen in the United States at the time.
San Francisco? Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, gorgeous.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's sad. It's
all right,
sad
lady.
To see it.
No, got to go for a break. Be back in a minute.
Okay.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Sonny Smith, your co-host. It is the Joe Mazzini Show. Go get your drink, coffee, whatever. Right? Okay. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
San Francisco drug.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Yeah, you get informed, and you will do so much better. I guarantee it. You'll be able to have conversations with people where you're not frustrated. Well, you'll get frustrated. They can do
it.
You won't get crazy about it because you know you're right, and you know they're just ignorant. Really that simple, right? Anyway, so this Smith joins me as he does as my co-host every Friday. I always appreciate time on with her. And so, what were we talking about? I forgot.
I don't know, but I kind of think that ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Okay, really?
I'm about to change my party affiliate. Just
your party affiliate? Why?
Yeah, they just seem to like nothing. I wouldn't say nothing affects them.
If you left the Republican Party and re-registered a Democrat, went over there, they'd probably pay you some kind of, you know.
I was going to say, I might
bonus.
Get a job.
Yeah.
I might get a job. So, you know, it's worth thinking about for me.
God. I don't know if you heard about this, but Sunny Hostin, what's
yeah,
her name? Over there at
DeVue? Yep.
She has been pushing reparations. And guess what she found out?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, bingo.
I don't.
Her family were slave owners.
Slave owners, yeah.
Right? So.
But that works out well. She gets to pay herself.
Well, I wonder if she pays reparations for being a slave owner, if it goes to, like, her kids or her aunts, uncles, or something.
Well, she's probably going to claim it for herself. That's like...
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
You know, Robin Massa to pay Toby. I don't know. But it just... Why doesn't she look in the mirror and realize that there was some shenanigans going on in her family in the past? And if she has any Southern... background, that's highly likely.
Well, she said when she first started talking about this, she used to get all kinds of emails saying, what you just said, will you look in the mirror and see that you're a white girl and you don't deserve reparations?
See, I wasn't being mean just then. I'm just saying there's so much mixture. I have a grandfather that has red hair, and it's red straight hair and a red straight mustache, and I've got my grandmother. She looks like a cigar store Indian. All you need, and she sits on the porch all the time. I'm like, all she needs is a blanket around her, and she doesn't talk much. She's just like, hey, morning, evening. I'm like, she looks just like a cigar store Indian. So I don't know our total background, but I know it ain't straight from Ghana.
Sonny went on to say she was so deeply disappointed that she couldn't stop crying about it. And then she realized that maybe that's why I've been so connected to black culture. Because there's an atonement to my inner spirit.
Oh, my gosh. Or maybe it's because with 1% black blood, you're considered black in this country. And that's what you've always considered yourself. It's not from your higher... what do you call it? Your higher angels, your inner spirit connecting to the blackness of, you know, she's crazy. You know,
when people talk about this stuff in a spiritual manner and they feel better and it grounds them up, that's
fine.
They got a right to do that. But what you're trying to tell me that the feelings that you have, the connection you have to black culture is because that atonement spirit in you. I think it's a different spirit.
That's a new one. I never heard of an atonement spirit.
Yeah,
I'm going to
look that one up after the show.
The Jezebel spirit, there's Vinny, the greed, this, the that. I'm not accusing her. I'm just saying these are spirits I've heard of. Greed, jealousy, envy. Those are, but...
She says she's indigenous something or other. She's Puerto Rican.
I'm sure she is. You can look at her and see that there's a lot going on.
Oh, sure. And you know what? And
beautifully so.
I was going to say to you, she's a very pretty young. I don't know if she's young, but pretty young lady. And even that apparently is politically incorrect now for me to say something like that, which is stupid.
What part of it? The beautiful or the young?
A pretty young lady. I mean, well, what does that mean? Well, it means that she's pretty, and it means that she looks young, and she's a pretty young lady.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to compliment women anymore. I forgot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, what is it, because I want something? Hello.
But you're using your man...
My man stuff?
Who do you get to... Why do you get to define
what
looks good for... Yeah, what's pretty in a woman...
Ooh.
Manly manness.
Yeah. God. I mean, people think we're making fun, and you kind of are, or we kind of are, because look at how ridiculous it is. We had a person at work, I've told the story before, so I'm going to keep it short, but we had somebody at work, and she beat her brains out to lose weight. You could tell. I mean, she was quite heavy at one time. She worked hard at it. She had to make the changes in her life. And she went from very downtrodden looking and disheveled and large. And she lost some weight. She looked good. She looked healthy. You know what I'm saying? And so I went to her supervisor, who I was a good friend with, and I said, I'd like to tell her, I don't know what you're doing. You look good. You look happy. You look healthy. Whatever you're doing, you know, keep it up. But I'm afraid I'm going to get dragged into the HR office.
Right.
You know, 10 minutes after that, she goes, no. You go tell her that. She loves it.
She
loves when people tell her that she's, you know, she's looking better. She's looking good. That kind of thing.
Can you imagine doing all that work and then nobody tells you? It's really hard right now that women aren't getting, people are afraid to acknowledge them because they don't know how it's going to be received. It's really sad.
I'm more afraid to get, if somebody said to me, well, you know what, I really don't think that's a compliment, and I'm sorry you said that to me, and I'd say, okay, I'm sorry, I thought it was trying to be nice, and I would move on my way, right? But then they would get HR involved and all this other stuff, and you're thinking,
sure,
the past, right? I mean,
yeah
my my God, maybe you should stop eating so many cannolis, and they look at you and go, I'm pregnant, really? So, all right, here's another one I think you'll love. Like,
oh, goody.
I'm just trying to get your blood pressure up in a different direction, right?
You already did. It's still up.
That's all right. That's good. You don't have to go for a run because I already got it up. And
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
So.
True that.
So, Democrat politicians in California, they've had the corner, right? They've operated under the maxim that more laws enacted to protect people in this country without legal status, the better. Well, guess what? Well, you'll have to wait till we come back.
Oh, no!
Because the legal immigrants are really having a hard time with this. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Joe and Sonia.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. Israel anticipated to launch an invasion of Rafah, the largest refugee camp in Gaza for displaced Palestinians. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has instructed the military to ready for civilian evacuations in the city. President Biden responding to a Department of Justice report that cites lapses in memory noted by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier about classified documents.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
In their report, the officials said the president appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and didn't recall his time as vice president very well either. The combination of Midwest, tornadoes, and February is unusual, but this week breaks the norm. Severe storms led to the issuance of the first ever February tornado warnings in Wisconsin on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was...
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's welcome... Easy for me to say. Yes. Inside my head, I just can't get it off my lips. Let's welcome my co-host, along Sonny Schmidt. Joins me every Friday so we can kick the weekend off together with you, for you, to you, or at you, depending what you like. I don't know.
All around you.
All of the above. All right. So we were talking about the legislators of Sacramento, who we know are smoking a whole different filtered air than we are. So they've issued driver's license, or they're going to allow driver's licenses for undocumented. They get to pay in-state tuition at public universities. You know, my daughter, who I've been paying taxes with, if she moves out of state, they'll move back in the state. She has to pay out-of-state pricing, you know, for school or what have you.
Tuition, right.
Plus the, quote, as they're calling them, not me, the undocumenteds are receiving Medi-Cal. Now, the Hispanic community that's already here that have done their, you know, duty and got their papers and, you know, done everything they need to do are up in arms right now because they're saying, look, we didn't get any of this. We didn't get any help. We had to pay for all this stuff. We had to do A, B, C, and G. And these people walked over, walked over the border. And now, all of a sudden, they get all those benefits. They get to move to the front of the line.
And I'm sure the legislators went, oh, you know what? Since you put it like that, that makes absolute sense. We're going to change our mind.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
We'll get right on that. We talked about it. This is all for voters. They need to cheat. They need to, switch. What's that called? Election fraud.
Election fraud.
This is what that's all about. And if you wanted to take your daughter out of state, I suggest you take her to Mexico and let her get in the best back the way she, best way she can, and then she would get free tuition.
Yeah,
I don't understand why they get driver's licenses. I mean, I would still be appalled if they said ID, California ID.
Yeah, they get it all.
Did you have to get that new California ID to fly?
I got it. Yes, you do.
You know what a pain in the butt that was then.
I do.
To get.
I got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they get it handed to them.
Yeah, well, they don't even need an ID to fly. Come on, get with the program here.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. Yeah,
they're putting them on planes everywhere, sending them wherever they think they need to go.
Wow.
It's just nuts. And they sell this stuff in such a crazy way.
That's why they're flocking over.
Wow.
I guess I would, too, if I found that some place with better opportunities and a bunch of suckers were going to take care of me. And then give me a bus ride or a plane ride to wherever I wanted to go.
Over a third of Latinos who came here legally or are now legal, you know, got themselves legal.
Sure.
Which you can do even when you come here illegally.
Right.
They are against all of this.
They don't care.
And some people will say, well, because they got theirs, so they don't have to worry anymore. And I think what happened, not as of late, but I think like my parents and grandparents, when they came, they came from a place that was so unlawful, so unruly, so nasty, that when they got here and they started to see how the laws, in effect, really made their lives better. Right?
They liked it.
Bingo. They said, okay, well, this does work. And this is justice for all now. This is all these things that we like and we enjoy and we think are right. And then this happens and you go, I thought this was a country of laws.
Everything that they worked at to get away from is happening again. I don't know about you, but I've had friends that, I almost name dropped again, but I have a friend that is from Venezuela when it was prosperous and then it started to turn. And she wound up here. She got her way here. And I think oftentimes either people don't have friends that are really diverse and came from situations like this. I had a Russian friend who talked about what it was really like there. And I believe them. You know, when somebody tells me stories like that, I go, wow, this is an eye-opener. And they all tell me it's happening here, and they're really frightened.
So, you and I, you were honoring somebody on another show that we were doing. Harriet Tubman.
Hmm?
And you were talking about things that nobody knew about her, and it was great. It was great. An enlightening segment. It was very good. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
But you know, it gets guys like, yeah, was she the white guy? Yeah, I guess the white guy and other people who don't know this information, and we don't go dig. I don't even go digging for, you know.
I didn't know it.
Well, no, but you found out about it and you shared it. So my point is, it kind of bolsters. It goes, oh wow, I didn't know that about the black community. I didn't know that about this. I didn't know that about that. But then you get people like Representative Jamal Bowman, the Democrat out of New York, who claimed he didn't know the doors were, you know, fire doors and all this. So he's a squad member with AOC and the rest of them.
Oh.
So in honor of black, now, this is what makes it, I'm not saying I perceive it as a joke, but this is kind of what demeans the month even more. So he decided to honor a radical black activist and convicted murderer during a New York City middle school, you know, doing this, the Black History Month kind of thing and all of that. So, well, it was, let me see, a 2014 video centered on Cornerstone Academy for Social Action Middle, wow, that tells you everything, middle school, then called Wall of Action Project, shows Bowman praising various historical black and Latino figures being honored on the wall, including Asada Shakur. She was convicted in 1973 of killing a New Jersey state trooper. Bowman referred to the people on the wall as tremendous, tremendous figures in history. Shakur, whose real name is Joanne Chesimard, was a member of the black nationalist group Black Liberation Army and was serving a life sentence for the fatal shooting of an officer before escaping from prison in 79. Now, she fled to Cuba. She's still there today. And this is a hero somehow.
Well, that's the reason that I wanted to handle Black History Month. And you and I are, of course, on the same page of, boy, we really wish Black History Month wasn't segregated right. from history, American history.
Correct.
But I think we both also agree that the history that they do, that they have presented in history for Black people has been very minuscule. It hasn't gone into detail like the detail I went into with right. Harriet Tubman, which is new information that I just got. But what I noticed over the past years is that Black History Month has been used to prop up leftists and communist activists or victims.
Right.
And that is why I wanted to present my own way of doing this, because if you presented that story to school-age children that you just told me about, that really is all about activism from the left to teach them a certain lesson, and that doesn't help our children at all.
No.
Well, it's the same as, what's the Black Christmas, and my brain is so bad right now. The thing that we're supposed to celebrate during Christmas that was really created by some guy who is a cop.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Not in my house.
Yeah.
Not in my house.
But to your point, you're at least willing to admit that it was, it's not like it's a holy day of any kind. You know, again, you you went ahead and you called it what it was. You got a prisoner who came up with something. God only knows what.
Killed a cop. Why is that?
It makes you a hero nowadays, I suppose. It's ridiculous.
Well, it does.
You know?
Especially when you have movements like BLM, who says, you know, defund the police, they're all wrong. They should be doing social work and not policing, until you need one, of course. So yeah, that's the road I have seen Black history going down. I mean, it's not dissimilar to the 1619 Project or the, what's it called, the history thing that they wanted to do, a DEI sort of thing.
1619.
What did I think? 1916?
Yeah. So listen.
1969.
We got to go for a break when we come back. What I do want to talk about is Governor Newsom. I mean, Newsom. He's being charged, or he's being accused of anti-Semitic discrimination, and there's a lawsuit sitting right in his face. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I very much appreciate the time you're spending with us. I mean, I know there's a lot of other shows you could be tuned into, and I appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to tune in here. Check us out. I know you wouldn't be here on a Friday night if, you know, that other lady wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Sonya Spence joins me. She does every week as my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with me. So.
AKA that other lady.
Yeah, I like that. Don't you? Yeah. The other woman.
The other lady in the his house. What do you want to talk about? What else do you have to infuriate me about?
Everything here, you know, it's a Friday. I want to end on a happy, happy note. I went through the stories I had lined up, but I'm like, yeah.
I don't like them.
No.
I have a story.
No, I heard a story. Ladies first. Go ahead.
I heard a story, and I think it's going to fall into the same category that you were going through just a few minutes ago, finding stories. But this rapper dude named T-Pain, who's very successful
What's his name?
the initial T, last name Payne, like ow.
Oh.
He is okay. He's written a gazillion country western songs from some very, very successful, and he's a rapper. He's written some very successful songs for successful country music artists. But he says he's not going to do them anymore because of the amount of racism that he's received. Now, he didn't say what the comments were or what happened, but he did blame it on conservatives. He said it was the polarizing of conservatives. Now, I will say this. I think that, you know, the social media brings out the worst in people.
Yeah,
so
I've heard that. Yep.
So I don't know who was making comments on his social media about, you know, I guess he was called the N-word one too many times. But I don't know where that came from, and I don't know why he connected that with conservatives. But I will say that for me, we've talked about this before on the show, the Country Music Awards and country musicians have gotten so woke that I don't, and I love country music, but I don't endorse them anymore because they're becoming progressively more woke. So I don't know if this guy's opposition was coming from conservatives who are absolutely sick of the country music, the current country music climate, or what. But he didn't give examples of how he was treated with racism, and he didn't say why he thought it came from, why his conclusion was that it came from the conservative Christian, and he said Christian too, the conservative Christian right.
Wow.
We get blamed for everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like everything else. You and I go way back on the radio, and I was talking to you about this a long time ago, and I said, you know, it used to be when you were called a racist, you really took pause. You would saw, you go, oh, my God, what did
right.
I say? Did I come off wrong, or did I say something stupid?
What did
stupid,
I say, right?
Now they say, yeah. You go, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, next story.
Right.
Because
right.
they use it for everything, and they use it as a weapon, and they don't really even know. The ones that are using it don't even know what it means. They don't care what color you are. You know?
Well, that's because everything, listen, when you can start saying that there are microaggressions, that's almost like saying, you know, there are, you know, racist stuff that you can only see with the magnet, you know, with what do you call that? A microscope.
What was it? They were calling it a dog whistle at one time, right? They had the microaggressions of dog whistles. So there were certain
code language.
Right. That lit up the MAGA people going, really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the best you can do.
Yeah. So apparently this T-Pain guy is going to write. I don't think he's going to stop his flow of money, right?
Yes.
When you're writing for artists as big as he's writing for, I think he's just going to do it under a pseudonym, and I think he wins in the culture of the country, the current country music awards, and his rapper friends by saying, you know, I'm going to write it under a pseudonym. You know, I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. But you know what? More and more rappers and black influencers in that world are coming over to the Trump train. They're jumping on the Trump train. I think
we're watching it grow. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
So San Francisco now is being sued for discrimination. San Francisco. So you first think when you saw that headline, you go, San Francisco? I can't even imagine that happening there. But with who they're being sued by is a group of people which comprises straight black people, straight white people, straight Latinos. Here's the thing.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no.
Straight.
It's the guaranteed income policy for trans people that pay $1,200 a month to black, indigenous, and Latinos. But the qualifier is they have to be transgender.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And yeah, you know, when you look at this, there's also a secondary group called the Abundant Birth Project, and it gives out $1,000 to $1,500 a month solely to pregnant black and Pacific Islanders. Now, I don't care how those people feel about the yes. Right? So you say, okay, so wait a minute. You don't think this is discriminatory?
Racist.
You're going to give money to black, indigenous, and Latino recipients only. However, That's not the only qualifier. You have to be black and transgender, indigenous and transgender, Latino and... So what about the rest of the people sleeping in the streets? They get bupkis?
No, unless you're pregnant.
Well, you can bake it, I guess.
Okay, so that ought to tell you all you need to know about transgenders and the left.
Well, it's just...
Isn't that crazy?
They are great at putting us all in silos. Right? Mm-hmm. We fought this country for years not to have those silos so that we were all Americans. We were all taking part of the American dream. We were all out there trying to work and make our lives and make something of ourselves. And now what they're, I mean, look, I'm going to take the other side of this and say, now what they're saying is, look, if you're black and you're transgender, we know you can't make it. We know you need our help because you just...
But they haven't even had the time to prove that they couldn't. You know what I'm saying? At least black people have had a history of going, okay, we're still at the bottom of the barrel, if you believe that, and we need some help, and white guilt, please come and save us. But transgender is so new that why are we giving them subsidies and they haven't even proved if they can sink or swim?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if the money is supposed to go to, you know, their completion of their surgery, or is it supposed to go to their housing? Is it like a welfare, a constant welfare thing?
They say they can't get, a lot of these articles will say that they can't get jobs, you're discriminated against, they're fired from jobs if they're transgender. I mean,
okay, look,
it's that whole victim line again, right?
Lose the dress or lose the mustache. You might have a...
Oh, God.
You might have a better chance at holding on to a job.
You know, and not everything is in the jobs. You're seeing it happen more and more, especially since DEI came along. You know, a lot more people are getting fired because they're bringing that political correctness, if you would, into the workplace. They're complaining about somebody who has an American flag up in their cubicle or a Christian flag up in their cubicle
or a bakery.
Trump picture, right? Yeah, there you go. The bakery.
A bakery who won't, adhere to their wedding plans or whatever. But I honestly think it's a setup. You know, when I hear about... I hear about how many black people are accusing businesses of racism and going to the bank. I have to tell you, there's a side of me that's going, I'm not playing this black thing with a true advantage that I should. But I remember in L.A., we went to, it was a mattress shop. I can't even think of the name of the mattress shop. But it was early on in this whole transgender thing, years and years and years ago. And a guy had on a dress and he had a full-blown mustache. And we had to communicate with him like it was normal. And I'm like, this is too much. This is too much.
You know, and again, not trying to make fun, but you have to sit here and say to yourself, okay, if you're trying to embrace the transgender female, if that's the direction you're heading in and the whole female thing, why would you keep, I'd love to hear from somebody, why would you keep the beard and mustache?
Yeah, I think this was before what they're doing now, which is getting all these surgeries and trying to look as feminine and different and realistic to the other side. This was years ago. But I just feel like you shouldn't get upset with people if they mention it, you know, if they have something to say. I'm a comedy writer. If I go into a store and you've got a mustache and a dress, chances are I'm going to say something. So,
you're
and you have to expect that. It's just the gut instinct. Come on, that's the normal gut instinct. People are asked nowadays to ignore their common sense, to ignore what they see in their... That's one of the big reasons I left the left is because they were asking me to not see what I was seeing.
Yeah. Now you're going to leave me because I got to go to...
Good. I'm going to go have sushi. And I know you don't want to join
all
me
right.
for that.
You have a good weekend. I will see you tomorrow night, but I'm not telling anybody why.
All right.
Hang out. Adios. Got a great rebroadcast coming up of Sonia Shaw, not Smith. Who real hero in education in California.
What?
We'll be back in a few minutes. Yeah, really.